It just so happened I had an anonymous letter. This letter arrived at a critical time, but I need to give some background before I tell you more. I had obtained my commercial pilot's license but had no job, so decided to get on a train and go from Pitlochry, 500 miles south to London, to look for one. I found one, labouring in a chocolate factory. I like chocolate, but not that much. However, a life-changing event was about to take place. Labouring alongside me was another young man who was waiting to go into the ministry and who was keen to share his Christian beliefs. I had always been a religious person, but this was different. He showed me how God didn't want my religion. He wanted me. Eventually, I was faced with the toughest decision of my life: to give myself, body, soul, spirit, to Jesus Christ, who had given his total self for my salvation, so that from then on I could live my life under his direction, or to follow through with my own ambition and plans, which meant flying aeroplanes. Didn't occur to me that God had already been directing my life in this particular direction. Still learning. With a real sweat, I went for it. From that time, Jesus Christ has been my Lord and Master. I haven't always been a good and faithful servant, but I'm glad that he is used to working with rough material. It wasn't too long after this that I discovered the existence of Missionary Aviation Fellowship, a Christian mission flying light aircraft for missions working in very remote places in Africa. After making contact, I was invited for an interview in their office in South Woodford, Essex. They showed interest in my qualifications, but added, much to my dismay, that they required their pilots to have engineering qualifications also, and to have done a year at Bible college. I had no aircraft engineering qualification and was not too interested in this skill, and of course no Bible college training either. Nearly 2 years passed working at the chocolate factory, and during that time I became part of a local church in Croydon. I must have shared with some people that one day I hoped to get into mission flying, and commented that I first would have to do a Bible college training. The day finally came when I got flying work, and after further training became first officer on DC-3 aircraft. That's the old Dakotas, carrying 36 passengers to various places in UK and Europe. After another 2 years, and having lost contact with my friends in the Croydon area, I felt God was pressing on my heart that I should go to Bible college. This was a real challenge, because I now had my feet firmly in the door of professional flying, and it was all forward and upwards. Anyway, I didn't have enough money to pay for a year at Bible college. God kept pressing it on my heart, Bible college. So I kept going back to my little bank book, and no, there was not enough money. Bible college. Okay, I decided to apply to a Bible college, which I did, to start in a few months' time. What about the money? Well, a few days later, back came a thick envelope from the Bible college with application forms. In the same postal delivery, I found a letter with scrawly writing, postmarked Croydon, no address. Here is what this anonymous letter said, and I still have it before me. Dear Mr. Brown, I have heard that you are hoping to do full-time work for God, and that will mean training, and that will mean funds. I've had some unexpected money given me. I feel God wants me to give you this towards your training. Please don't try and find out where this has come from. Just accept it from God, for it is He who has laid this on my heart to send it. God bless you, a fellow Christian. I had no contact with friends in Croydon for nearly 2 years, and had not mentioned to anyone about my current thoughts of Bible school. In fact, I couldn't even make up my own mind on the matter. that kind of gracious person must have remembered my possible plans from 2 years earlier. Now, the gift in the envelope was £50 back then when it was sent. 2 p.m., 23rd of March, 1961, according to the post office date stamp. It must have been the equivalent of £500 in today's money, or even more. Enough to tip the balance, enabling me to pay college fees for a year. Later on, I earned enough during vacation time to pay for a second year. Now, it just so happened that this gift arrived at the same time as the application forms. Was God saying something? If he had sent the gift a week or two earlier, it would have been easy for me to simply fill in the forms, knowing already that I had enough money. This was a lesson that was going to be repeated again and again in the future, that God will provide if we are doing his will. We have to believe it. It would be lovely to say that I have thoroughly learned this, but I am a very slow to do so. I look forward to meeting this dear person in God's kingdom to say a big thank you. Before packing my bags for Bible college, I had been sub-based at Gatwick, doing flights with holidaymakers to the south of France. A few days after the start of the college term, the BBC News announced the crash of a Derby Airways DC-3 with 36 passengers and 3 crew on board during thunderstorms in the mountains near its destination of Perpignan. All on board were killed. The question has remained with me ever since. Would I have been co-pilot on that flight if I hadn't left to start Bible college when I did?